I can make a song out of this heavy heart of mine.
The voice you're hearing is Sam Gleaves. He's a musician who grew up playing old-time mountain music in southwestern Virginia. His songs have a high, lonesome, old-time sound. Their roots are deep in Appalachia, and the stories they tell explore some bitter truths about how hard it can be to be different here. I met up with Sam Gleaves to talk about one song in particular, a song that tells a true story. Sam Gleaves says he's been drawn to music since he was a kid in Wytheville, Virginia. He loved to listen to Bob Dylan and Stevie Nicks.
I was always interested in songs that told stories about real people and real emotion, you know, so I was drawn to folk music.
When he was 12, Gleaves got a guitar and started playing along with the radio, picking out the chords.
I'd been teaching myself to play the guitar for about a year or so, and my mom said, well, there's a fella in a rural retreat. She said, there's a fella over there that teaches music lessons in his barber shop. And sort of in between haircuts, you know. So I went in his barbershop for the first time, and there were two young men sitting there playing fiddle and banjo, playing an old dance tune. And I had never seen that, you know, up close and personal in that way. And to think that it was two young, you know, two guys my age just sitting there playing this old tune was really amazing to me.
He started taking lessons from that barber, an old-time musician whose name is Jim Lloyd.
And so he showed me really what old-time mountain music was. And he introduced me to a lot of his friends and people that had mentored him. And he'd take me around with him when he traveled to fiddlers' conventions or concerts he was going to or places that he was performing at or even to the recording studio.
Last spring, Sam Gleaves graduated from Berea College, where he studied oral history and played in the college's bluegrass band. Now he's turning his attention towards something other than old-time music. He's producing an album of original songs. The title song is based on the true story of a coal miner from West Virginia who was harassed and threatened at work after his coworkers discovered he was gay.
I was born here just the same as you. Another time, another day. I'm sure the good Lord took his time, made each of us just this way. I walked beside you step by step, and it never crossed my mind that I would grow up one of the different kind.
I wanted to write the song about what it means to be a man. LGBTQ folks in Appalachia have a particularly complex identity because there's modern queer culture, which is very urban-centered and very young feeling in a lot of ways. And then there's what we think about Appalachian culture having deep roots, you know, and being rural and having gender roles that a lot of us feel restricted by. But then you have people that belong to both of those identities. Like, as a gay man who grew up in Southwest Virginia, I have to claim my whole self.
And ain't we brothers too?
The coal miner who inspired this song recently sent Sam Gleaves an email telling him how much he enjoyed hearing this song.
That is a powerful song.
That's the coal miner, Sam Williams. He used to be known as Sam Hall. He married his partner, Burley Williams, back in 2010 and recently took his husband's name. They live in a small town a few miles outside of Charleston, West Virginia. In the evening after work, they cook burritos together. Then they settle into their living room. Sam Williams is on a beanbag chair playing with his dog, Lacey, who is a stray that they adopted together about 5 years ago.
You days, girl. Give day 11. Yes, you days, girl.
You days, love bug. Here, you want back up here in your chair? Come on.
Sam Williams is not a coal miner anymore. He quit Massey Energy in 2010 after working as a miner for 7 years. He tells me about what happened when his coworkers found out he was gay.
Not that I ever even told them that I was gay. They just took it upon themselves to watch, follow, see me come out of a bar, automatically stereotype me. I faced a lot of things in the mines. I've been told that they hope all faggots die. There's a fine line from somebody saying that they're joking and then looking you in the eye and saying it and knowing that that's what they meant. But when it's your supervisors, it's a whole different ballgame.
Sam Williams is 32 years old, tall and muscular, with hands that are chiseled from the 7 years they've spent cutting coal from these hills. He says he was touched by the song that tells the story of what happened to him in the mines.
I loved it because when he comes on there and he says, you know, I come home to my man or my husband or...
You never know. I think I got a man waiting on me at home or something.
Yes.
First things first, I'm a blue-collar man with scars on my knuckles, dust on my hands. Probably wouldn't have ever known I've got a man waiting on me at home.
That relates to me so much because I know that Burley was waiting for me at home. I mean, he would wait up for me until we got in, and then he'd have dinner waiting on me, even though if I'd got in at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know.
Burley and Sam Williams have lived together since 2009. The first years they were dating, Sam Williams was dealing with the worst of the harassment and threats from his coworkers. Burley says there were nights when he feared for Sam's life.
They messed with his vehicle, like scratched and quit fag, took the wheel weights off his tires. It was nerve-wracking because I never knew when he was coming home, and when he didn't come home, I had to go out and drive, go to mines and search for him. I'm thinking someone shot him on the side of the road.
Burley says Sam's coworkers even came to their house late at night to bang on their door. To protect himself and Sam, Burley bought his very first gun. He also got a concealed weapon permit in case they were ever confronted when they were out in public.
You always know there's hate out there. There's individually people that will never be accepting of gay individuals just because of who they are. So you do have to take precautions to protect yourself and your family and your loved ones.
Sam Williams finally had had enough, and he quit his job in 2010. He sued his former employer, Massey Energy, for sexual harassment. He couldn't sue for discrimination because in West Virginia, it's legal to discriminate against gay people. State law prohibits discriminating against people on the basis of sex or race, but the law doesn't include sexual orientation. The same is true of other states in Appalachia, like Virginia and Kentucky. Andrew Schneider is the executive director of Fairness West Virginia, a gay rights advocacy group. The group is trying to pass a law that would make it illegal to discriminate against an employee based on sexual orientation or gender identity.
It's particularly, I think, risky now that we have marriage equality because you can get married on Sunday and then fired on Monday. And what I mean by that is marriage, in some ways, makes our relationships in the gay community more visible. And so you are more prone to have the picture of your loved one on your desk. You want to talk with coworkers about what you did with your family over the weekend.
Oh, that's interesting. So we're in a weird transition phase where it's becoming more socially acceptable, but at the same time, it's almost like people in the LGBT community are more vulnerable to discrimination.
And in some ways, it wasn't expected. We never expected we would get marriage before we got non-discrimination.
Even without that legal protection, Sam Williams was able to get a settlement from his former employer. In 2011, Massey Energy was bought out by Alpha Natural Resources, and the new owners agreed to settle Sam's case out of court. Alpha declined to comment on the case, but they did send an email saying the company is committed to a workplace that is free of discrimination and where all employees, no matter their gender identity or sexual orientation, are treated fairly and with respect. Still, Sam Williams says he doesn't think it would be safe to go back to mining. Now he works as a manager at a Dollar General.
I do miss running good coal. I miss, you know, being top dogs on the coal crew and before things started getting more violent. If there was a perfect world out there, I'd love to be another coal. I mean, I'd love to be a coal miner again, but it'll never happen again, more than likely. But it was fun.
But it wasn't fun. Once he had to look over his shoulder all the time, worried that somebody he worked with would follow through in their threats to kill him. Even years later, Sam Williams still seems hurt that the people he thought were his close friends turned against him. In Sam Gleaves' song about him, the coal miner has a conversation with his co-workers. In the song, the miner tells them that he's still the true West Virginian he always was. That doesn't change just because he's gay.
To tell you the truth, I don't want to fight. Just want to say one thing I'll write to you. Ain't we flesh and blood all through? And ain't we brothers too? I took a job and worked right by you. Walked down in that hole beside you. Thought I heard some whisper sound. Got found out, word got around. Got made out for something I'm not. Called everything but a child of God. Didn't mind to show it out in the parking lot. So I cut my coal with my head hung down. Just like a stranger in my own town. Got bitter day by day. Went home every night with the mess they made. First things first, I'm a blue-collar man. With scars on my knuckles, dust on my hands. Probably wouldn't have ever known I've got a man waiting on me at home. To tell you the truth, I don't want to fight. Just want to say one thing I'll write to you. Ain't we flesh and blood all through? And ain't we brothers too? Tell me I'm not man enough to set foot in that mine. Go on and tell me that once more. My face this time. To tell you the truth, I don't want to fight. Just want to say one thing I'll write to you. Ain't we flesh and blood all through?